The following shiur was originally given on the second night of Sukkot, Tovshim Pei Dalad, in Congregation Or Torah in Edison, New Jersey. It is now being repeated on the second day of Chol Moed Sukkot, Tovshim Pei Dalad. The shiur is in honor of the yahrzeit of Aaron Shmuel Zanvom and Yosef Meyer, Zechron Levracha, Mr. Samuel Strouch, whose yahrzeit is the second day of Sukkot. One of the things that we associate with Yontiv is the bracha of Shechianu. We make Shechianu all the Yom Tovim, Pesach Shavuot Sukkot for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and we also make Shechianu on mitzvahs which are associated with Yontiv. We just made the Shechianu on Lulav, 2 weeks ago we made the Shechianu on Shofar, but there are mitzvahs which we don't make Shechianu. And Tosfos and Sukkot, Daf Mem Vav and Aleph asks, how do you know which mitzvahs you make Shechianu and which mitzvahs you don't? And Tosfos goes through a whole list of mitzvahs. He says, Sukkot and Lulav, you make a Shechianu, Tzitzis and Tefillin, you don't. Pidyon HaBen, you make a Shechianu, and Bris Milah, you don't. Kriyas HaMegillah, you make a Shechianu, and Kriyas Hallel, you don't. So how do you know when you make a Shechianu and when you don't? So Tosfos says, V'nira, the mitzvah she'yesh ala simcha, tiknu Shechianu. A mitzvah which is associated with simcha, you make a Shechianu. And Tosfos doesn't explain how you know which mitzvah has simcha and which mitzvahs don't. But that's what Tosfos says. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos doesn't mention anything about simcha, but the Rambam says, kol mitzvah shehi mizman luzman. Any mitzvah which comes, periodically, once a year, you make a Shechianu, and it gives examples, shofar, sukkah, lulav, megillah, near Hanukkah, or mitzvah she'ena tadira, mitzvah which is not that common, doesn't happen that often. For example, pidyon haben, bris milah, you also make a Shechianu, because that's similar to a mitzvah which is mizman luzman. Now, the Rambam is not necessarily arguing on Tosfos. Could be the Rambam holds the reason why you make a Shechianu on the mitzvah which comes, once a year, is because that itself is a simcha. You made it to another year, they're able to do the mitzvah. Now, the Baal HaMor asks, why do we not make a Shechianu on Sfiras HaOmer? So Baal HaMor gives two reasons. First, he says, similar to Tosfos, that you only make Shechianu on mitzvah which there's simcha, or mitzvah which there's some kind of hana. For example, as he says, lulav, shofar, megillah. And the Sfiras HaOmer, not only is it not simcha, but it's a tzad mitzvah. And not because of the Talmidim of Rav Akiva, but because it reminds us of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Because according to most Rishonim, Sfiras HaOmer is only made at Torah during the days of the Beis HaMikdash. After the Churban, it's only made at Rabbanon. So we count Sfira to remember the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And for that reason, when we count Sfira, we say, HaRachem U'Yach Salonu Avodas Beis HaMikdash, because we're remembering the Churban. So since it's not a happy mitzvah, it's a sad mitzvah, so you don't make a Shechianu. Then the Baal HaMor gives a second reason why you don't make Shechianu, because he says the whole mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is only a Zech LeMikdash anyway. Now what does that mean? It can't mean that it's only Midrabanon, because you make Shechianu on mitzvahs Midrabanon also. For example, on Mikra Megillah on Purim and near Chanukah. So what exactly does he mean? So this is based on the Gemara Menachos, where the Gemara says that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is to count both days and weeks. There's two psukim, tizbru chamishim yom, he's supposed to count days, and shiva shavuos tizbru lach, he's supposed to count the weeks. But the Gemara says, ameimar only counted days and not weeks. Why? Because the whole thing's only a zerich lemikdash anyway. So the question is, what does it mean it's only a zerich lemikdash, and why should that be a reason why you only count days and not weeks? So the Brisker Rav explains that when we say a mitzvah is zerich lemikdash, there's two ways to understand that. Let's take, for example, Sfiras HaOmer. During the days of the Beis HaMikdash, Sfiras HaOmer was a mitzvah min HaTorah. So nowadays, you could say that they were mesakein a mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer midrabanon. And why would the Chachamim institute a mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer midrabanon? Zeich LeMikdash. They wanted you to remember the Beis HaMikdash. Or you could say that the starting point is Zeich LeMikdash. They wanted you to remember the Beis HaMikdash. Now, how do you do that? So you do that by doing something they did in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. For example, Sfiras HaOmer. So again, there's two ways to understand it. Either it's a mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer midrabanon. The reason why they instituted it is because of Zeich LeMikdash, or it's a Zeich LeMikdash. And the way you fulfill Zeich LeMikdash is by doing Sfiras HaOmer. What's the difference? So Mishka Rav explains that Nafkamina would be is how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? If it's a mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer midrabanon, so it has to be done the same way as the mitzvah of Minatorah is done, because Kein Daraisa. Just like Minatorah, you have to count days and weeks. So midrabanon, you have to count days and weeks. But if the whole mitzvah is only a Zeich LeMikdash, and the way you do it is by counting Sfira, because that's what they did in those days, so as long as you do something which is similar to what they did in the Beis HaMikdash, that's good enough. So therefore, as long as you count days and not weeks, that's also good enough. And therefore, that's what the Gemara means when Amemer only counted days and not weeks, because the whole thing was only a Zeich LeMikdash anyway. Oh, so based on that, Mishka Rav explains that's Pshat in the Baal HaMor by Shechianu. If Sfiras HaOmer would be a mitzvah midrabanon of Sfiras HaOmer, then you would make a Shechianu, just like make Shechianu on Chanukah and Purim. But since it's only a Zeich LeMikdash, therefore there's no Shechianu. Now, Baal HaMor does say that even though we hold Sfiras HaOmer is only a Zeich LeMikdash, we still count days and weeks anyway, just to be Machmir. Now, there are some Rishonim who say that when we make the Shechianu on Shavuos, on the first night of Shavuos, that Shechianu actually goes back and counts for the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. And the Gemara Pesachim, the last Gemara Pesachim says that you make a Shechayonu on the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. The only suffix the Gemara has is who makes the bracha? Does the father make the bracha or does the Kohen make the bracha? And the Gemara concludes, the father makes both brachas, the regular bracha of Al Pidyon HaBen and the Shechayonu. But the Gemara doesn't say anything about a Shechayonu by Bris Milah. So Tosfa says, since the Gemara discusses which brachas to make at a Bris Milah and never mentions one word about Shechayonu, so it must be there's no Shechayonu by a Bris Milah. And the Rambam in Hilchos Milah says, no, just like you make Shechayonu by a Pidyon HaBen, you also make a Shechayonu by a Bris Milah. So what's the machlokas with Tosfos and the Rambam? So the Goyis Maimonides in the Bible, the Rambam says, based on the Gemara in Ksubis, that at a wedding and a Sheva Brachas, when you bench, you say Shasimcha Bimono. But the Gemara says, you do not say Shasimcha Bimono when you bench by a Bris Milah. Why not? The Gemara says, Tzara Linukov. Though Bris Milah is a big simcha, but the kid is not so excited. So because of Tzara Linukov, you don't say Shasimcha Bimono. Oh, so Tosu say the same way you don't say Shasimcha Bimono by a Bris Milah, you also don't say a Shechayonu. And the Rambam says, no, the Gemara only says you don't say Shasimcha Bimono, because there you're actually saying the word simcha. But nothing to do with Shechayonu. You still make Shechayonu by a Bris Milah. So it comes out, halacha l'maisa, everyone makes a Shechayonu by Pidyon HaBen, it's a Perush Gemara. Bris Milah is Mechlokas, Tosfos says no Shechayonu, the Rambam says Rish Shechayonu, and the Ashkenazim basically hold like Tosfos saying, do not make a Shechayonu by Bris Milah, and the Sfarim hold like the Rambam, and they do make Shechayonu by a Bris Milah. There goes Maimonides in Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah, brings down from one of the Gaonim, that you're supposed to make a Shechayonu when you do Bedikas Chametz. And the Goyis Maimonides says, we don't hold like that. We don't make Shechayonu by Bedikas Chametz. Why not? So the Ritva quotes Ra'o, which says, similar to Tosfos, that Bedikas Chametz is not a happy mitzvah, because it's asking something which was mutter for you, and it's causing you a chisaron, causing you a monetary loss. You have to destroy, you have to burn your Chametz. So therefore, there's no Shechayonu. The Ritva does quote the Rosh, who says that when you make the Shechayonu on Pesach, that Shechayonu counts for the Bedikas Chametz also, because it's covering all the mitzvahs which related to the Yontiv. So we see from Tosfos and the Baal Mor and the Ra'ah that there are certain mitzvahs which have simcha and certain mitzvahs which have less simcha. They tell a story about the original Satmar Rebbe, that he visited Eretz Yisrael in the 50s, and when he came, it happened to be it was an election. The election for Knesset was going on, and there were signs up from all the different parties. The Aguda party had a sign, everyone should vote, it's a mitzvah to vote. You should vote for the Aguda party. And one of the people who signed it was the Ger Rebbe. So the Satmar Rebbe sees the sign, and he says to the Ger Rebbe, how can you say such a thing? It's a mitzvah to vote. A mitzvah like matzah? He said, nah, a mitzvah like maror. Now we know in Chutz Laretz, we keep of 2 days Yontiv, Sfeika de Yoma. We're not sure which is the real day of Yontiv. And even though nowadays we have a calendar and we know which day is Yontiv, the first day is Yontiv, but we keep 2 days Yontiv anyway, as if it will be a Sufik, Minig HaVasen and Biyadenu. Now, since we know that really the first day is Yontiv, so how do you make brachas the second day? How do you make Kiddush? If we know it's not really Yontiv. So the Gemara in Shabbos says that if we wouldn't make brachas the second day Yontiv, so people will think something's fishy, and they'll be mezalzel, they say it's not really Yontiv, they'll be mezalzel Yontiv Sheni. Therefore, the Gemara says that the Chamim were masakin, that you keep the second day Yontiv just like you keep the first day Yontiv, you make Kiddush, and you make all the brachas. Now, the halacha is, if something's muktzah on Shabbos or Yontiv, so if something's muktzah for a part of the day, it's muktzah for the whole rest of the day. So therefore, if a chicken lays an egg on Shabbos or Yontiv, so the egg is muktzah, and it's muktzah the whole rest of the day. The Gemara in Beit says, let's say a chicken lays an egg on Yontiv Rishon. What is the status on Yontiv Sheni, on the second day? So Gemara quotes Machlokes. Should we say, no de bazeh muteres bazeh, or no de bazeh asur bazeh? It won't be the logic to say that if it's no de bazeh muteres bazeh, that the egg is mutter on Yontiv Sheni. So Gemara explains, manav shach. Either way you look at it, the egg is not muks on the second day. If the first day is the real Yontiv, and the second day is not, so then after the first day, it's no longer muksa. It's not a muksa, therefore it's not muksa on the second day. And if the second day is really Yontiv and the first day is not, so it's never muksa in the first place. So either way you look at it, the egg is not muksa on the second day. Like Gemara says, that only applies to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. But Rosh Hashanah, everyone agrees, no de bazeh, asur bazeh. The egg is muksa on the second day. Why? So Gemara says, because Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas. That both days are Yontiv have the same Kedusha. Or as we call it, Yom HaRichtah. Why is that? The Gemara explains, because besides the regular steak at the Yom, we have like, all the Yomim Tovim, Rosh Hashanah was instituted 2 days of Torah Svadai. And that's why even in Eretz Yisrael they keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and even in the Beis Mikdash itself, certain times they would keep 2 days Yontiv. And the Gemara explains why that is. Now, based on that, The Rosh, the Mordechai, quote from the Gaonim, that since Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaRichtah, you do not make a Shechiyonu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, both by Kiddush and by Shofar. And the Rosh says, we don't hold like that. We hold you do make Shechiyonu both by Kiddush and by Shofar. Because when the Gemara says it's Rosh Hashanah is a Kiddush Achas, or Yom HaRichtah, that's for Isurim, like Muktzah. But it's still 2 days. You wouldn't say Yom HaRichtah, you don't have to daven the second day. It's still 2 days. Therefore, you make Shechiyonu on the second day also. The Rosh quotes from the Maharami Rimberg, who says, even though we hold you're supposed to make a Shechiyonu on the second day, but just in case, to be choshish for the Shitas, we say, you're not supposed to make Shechiyonu, we want to avoid a possible Brachal of Atollah, therefore when you make Shechiyonu on the second day, you should have a new fruit, a pre-chadash or a new suit, and therefore just in case you're not supposed to make Shechiyonu for the Yantiv, the Shechiyonu will go on the new fruit. Now this is problematic. So again, the whole reason you bring in the new fruit is why? Because just in case the Shitas would say, you're not supposed to make Shechiyonu on Yantiv, all right, so Shechiyonu will go on the new fruit. But if that's the case, so the Shechiyonu then is a hefzik in the middle of Kiddush. You made Agafen, you made Kiddush, and then on the left field you made Shechiyonu on new fruit, which is something which has nothing to do with the Kiddush. So you solved the problem of a Brachal of Atala, but you caused another problem of a hefzik. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Mincha Shlomo wants to explain what he thinks is no problem of hefzik. Let's take the following case. You make Kiddush on a regular Shabbos, you made Hagafen and Mekadosh HaShabbos, and before you drank the wine, either you talked or the wine spilled. So what do you do? So Mechaber Nuch HaShabbos Paskins, then you bring another cup of wine. You don't have to make Kiddush again because you already yotze Kiddush the first time. You have to make another Hagafen. Fine. The Magen Avraham, though, says that if when you made the Hagafen the first time, you had a mind to drink more wine later in the meal, therefore you don't have to make another Hagafen either. Bring a new cup of wine and just drink. However, says the Magen Avraham, let's say you made Hagafen, you made Kiddush, and before you drank the wine, you realized it wasn't wine, it was water. So now what do you do? So in this case, you weren't going to say Kiddush either, because you have to make Kiddush on wine, this is water. So for sure you have to make another Kiddush. What about Hagafen? So Magen Avraham says, if when you made the Hagafen, you had a mind to drink more wine later in the meal, so it's not necessary to make another Hagafen. Just bring another cup, and make Kiddush, and then you could drink. So Rabbi Kiva Eger on the side of Shulchan Aruch asks against the Magen Avraham, wait a second, the first Kiddush you made was no good, because it was made on water. If that's the case, so the first Kiddush is a hefsek between the Hagafen and drinking the wine. So therefore the Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that you have to make another Hagafen, because the Kiddush was a hefsek. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach wants to say, no, he wants to defend the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham is right, that the first Kiddush is not considered hefsek. Why? So Shlomo Zalman explains, when we say something is a hefsek in Kiddush, what does that mean? That means if you said something which is totally unrelated to Kiddush, you made a hesek hadas, so if you made Hagafen, you made Kiddush, then you talk about the weather. That's a hefsek. But if you said something which is related to Kiddush, and according to your machshava, you were supposed to do it, even though if it turns out that you were wrong, that's not considered a hefsek. See, if you made Kiddush on what you thought was wine, even though it turns out it was water, and you're wrong, it's still not considered a hefsek. Because according to your machshava, you did what you were supposed to do. You made Kiddush on what you thought was wine. And he gives another example. Let's say you made hamotzi, and before you ate, you realize there's no salt. So you're allowed to say, bring the salt. That's not considered a hefsek. But let's say you said, bring the salt, and it turns out the salt is there all along. So Shlomo Zalman says that's also not considered a hefsek. Why not? Because according to your machshava, you did what you thought was right. You thought you needed salt. Even though it turns out you were wrong, that's not considered a hefsek. Just like when you make Kiddush, when you thought it was wine, it turns out it was water. So based on that, Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to say why the Shechiyonu on the new fruit is not considered a hefsek on Rosh Hashanah. Because you made Shechiyonu, you had a mind for Yontif. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, even if Eliyahu Navi would come and say that the Shitas would say you're not supposed to make Shechiyonu right. So you made Shechiyonu for Yontif and you were wrong. You weren't supposed to make Shechiyonu. That's not considered a hefsek. Because according to Machshava, you did what you thought was right. That's like making Kiddush. When you thought it was wine, it turns out it was water. Oh, so it's not considered a hefsek. The only problem is, but if you're not supposed to make Shechiyonu, it's a brachal of Atala. Oh, so to sound the brach of Atala, you bring the new fruit. So everything's covered. It's not a hefsek because you had a mind Shechiyonu for Yontiv. So according to Machshava, you were right, even though it turns out you weren't. And there's no problem with brach of Atala because you have the new fruit. But Shlomo Zalman does say that when you make the Shechiyonu on the second night, you shouldn't have a mind only for the new fruit because then you have in mind something which is not related to the Kiddush. You have a mind for Yontiv. And on top of that, you also have a mind that if first comes first, you're not supposed to make Shechiyonu, Shechiyonu also counts for the new fruit. So how do we paskin? So the Mechaber says, he makes a split. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, you make Shechiyonu by Kiddush, but not by Shofar. And the Gos Maimonides quotes some Shitas who say the exact opposite. You make Shechiyonu by Shofar the second day, and not by Kiddush. And the Ramah says, we hold you make Shechiyonu both by Kiddush and by Shofar the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Ideally, you should have a new fruit. But even if you don't have the new fruit, you still make Shechiyonu anyway. And Lach Lamaisa, so the Ashkenazim paskin like the Rama, and they make Shachinah both by Kiddush and by Shofar, and the Sfardim hold like the Mechaber, and they make Shachinah by Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah second day, but not by Shofar. And like Avram points out, this whole thing with the new fruit only really should apply to Rosh Hashanah, because then you have the Shaila of Yom HaRichta, but should not apply to any other Yom HaTovim, because there you make a Shachinah both days called the Sfeik of the Yoma. So every bracha you make the first day, you make the second day. But we're going to see in a minute that there's some Achronim who say that even on the second night Sukkot, you also need a new fruit. Now the Gemara in Sukkot Daf Mem Vav and Aleph says, also lulav la'atzma, a person puts together his lulav before Yontiv, he makes a Shachiyanu. Not all lotes, but when he takes the lulav to fulfill the mitzvah on Yontiv, he makes the bracha of al netilas lulav and does not repeat the Shachiyanu. Fine. Ha'o says sukkah la'atzma, a person builds his sukkah again before Yontiv, he makes a Shachiyanu. Nichnas le'sheba, when he goes into the sukkah on Yontiv to fill the mitzvah, he makes the bracha le'sheba sukkah and does not repeat the shachiyanu. So the Gemara basically says, when it comes to lulav and sukkah, you make the shachiyanu before Yontiv, at the shas asiyah, and not on Yontiv. Then the Gemara says that Rav Ashi saw Rav Kana, at least by sukkah, did not make the shachiyanu before Yontiv, the shas asiyah. He made shachiyanu at Kiddush on Yontiv itself, like we do. So it seems the Gemara is saying that we have an option. Either you make the shachiyanu before Yontiv, the shas asiyah, or you can make Shachiyanu on Yontiv when you do the mitzvah. The Rush says, our minhag is we do not make Shachiyanu before Yontiv the Shas Asiyah. We make Shachiyanu on Yontiv when you do the mitzvah. So Sukkah will be when you make Kiddush the first night, and Lulav when you take Lulav in the morning. Now, even though practically we do not make Shachiyanu at the Shas Asiyah, but since in principle, if you made the Shachiyanu at the Shas Asiyah, it would be okay, so we'll see a number of Nafkminus halach lemaisa where this is going to be relevant. So the Rush says, then we take lulav the second day of Sukkot, we do not make a Shachiyanu. As opposed to Shofar, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we do make Shachiyanu. What's the difference? So Rosh explains, when it comes to Kiddush, let's say, so you make Shachiyanu both days. Why? Because let's say it turns out the first day wasn't really Yontiv, so you weren't Yontiv your Shachiyanu, so you have to make Shachiyanu the second day. However, when it comes to lulav, let's say you make Shachiyanu the first day lulav, and it turns out, first day on lulav, and it turns out it wasn't really Yontiv. So you also Shachiyanu anyway, because there's no worse than how you made the Shachiyanu the Shas Asiyah, which is also before Yontiv. As opposed, so there's no reason to make Shachiyanu the second day when it comes to lulav. As opposed to Shofar, well, there's no Shachiyanu Shas Asiyah. The whole Shachiyanu is the time of the mitzvah. So if the Shachiyanu on the first day wasn't really Yontiv, so you weren't Yotzei Shachiyanu, therefore you make Shachiyanu on the second day. Then the Rosh quotes from other Shonim, Rav Shmuel Mi'ivra, who says, no, you do make Shachiyanu the second day by lulav. Why? Because what's the whole reason not to make Shachiyanu on the second day? Because even if the first day wasn't Yontiv, it's no worse than if you made the bracha of the Shas Asiyah. So he says, no, it is worse than the Shas Asiyah. You know why? Because it's not the Shas Asiyah. He takes it literally. Either you make Shachiyanu at the Shas Asiyah, or you make Shachiyanu when you do the mitzvah. So if you make Shachiyanu on the first day Yontiv, and it turns out it wasn't really Yontiv, so it wasn't the Shas Asiyah, and it wasn't the time of the mitzvah, so you make Shachiyanu in the middle of nowhere. Therefore, he says, you have to make Shachiyanu by lulav on the second day. The Rosh says, we don't hold like that. We hold you don't make Shachiyanu on the second day by lulav. Even though it's true you need Shachiyanu either the Shas Asiyah or the time of the mitzvah, if you make Shachiyanu on the first day in the context of doing the mitzvah, even if it turns out it wasn't really Yontiv, that's okay. That's no worse than doing it to the Shas Asiyah. In fact, that's how the Chabar Paskins, that you do not make Shachiyanu on the second day by lulav, unless, like this year, the first day falls out on Shabbos, then everyone holds you make Shachiyanu on the second day. So we see, even though we don't like the Gemara, which says you make Shachiyanu by Shas Asiyah, so we see here one nafkamina when it comes to lulav, Shachiyanu on the second day. Now the same issue would come up when it comes to sukkah. The Gemara says, when you make your sukkah before Yontiv, b'shas asiyah you make Shachiyanu, and on Yontiv itself you do not make Shachiyanu. So Tosfos asks, wait a second, when you make Shachiyanu the first night sukkahs, it counts for two things. It counts for the Yontiv, and it counts for the sukkah. So Tosfos asks, I understand if you make Shachiyanu b'shas asiyah, it counts for the sukkah. But what happened to the Shachiyanu for Yontiv? How could the Gemara say you don't make Shachiyanu on Yontiv? What happens to the Shachiyanu for the Yontiv itself? The Tosfos says, what you see from here is that if you make Shachiyanu b'shas asiyah, not only does it count for the sukkah, but it counts for Yontiv also, even though it's not Yontiv yet. So if that's the case, so the Kovo asks, so again, we don't make Shachiyanu b'shas asiyah, we make Shachiyanu the first night. But just like when it came to lulav the second day, you don't make Shachiyanu because you yotzi the first day, even if it wasn't Yontiv, because no worse than Shas Asiyah. Same thing should be by Sukkah. The Shachiyanu made the first night of Sukkot should count for the Sukkah, even if it wasn't Yontiv, because no worse than Shas Asiyah. If that's the case, according to Tosfos, that Shachiyanu the first night should also count for the Yontiv, even if it wasn't Yontiv. If that's the case, so yotzi your Shachiyanu the first night, both for the Sukkah, and according to Tosfos, also for the Yontiv. So why make a Shachiyanu the second night altogether? You yotzi the first night for both Shachiyanus. And we do make Shachyanu the second night. So the Eliyahu Rabbah and other Achronim say, this is the source that, for some Achronim who say that you should take a new fruit, second night of Sukkot also. For this Shita of Tosfos, which says that you're Yosei both Shachyanus on the first night. So opposed to the Magen Avraham who says, you only need a new fruit the second night of Rosh Hashanah, the Eliyahu Rabbah, the other Achronim say that you also need a new fruit on the second night of Sukkot. But you certainly would not need new fruit on the other Yom Tovim, on Pesach, Shavuos, and Shmini Atzeres. And we don't really hold like the Tosfos. We hold that even though you could be Yotzei your Shachyanu for the Sukkah, B'shas Asiyah, the Shachyanu, not for the Yontif. Yontif, you have to make Shachyanu on Yontif itself. So if that's with that in mind, the Gemara in Sukkot, Afnun Vav, asks, what is the order of the brachos when you make Kiddush on Sukkot? In other words, which comes first, Leishei B'Sukkah or Shachyanu? And the Gemara is asking about the first night. So the Gemara holds Machlokas. Either you should make Leishei B'Sukkah first, because that's the mitzvah Hayom in Sukkah. Shachyanu is more of a general bracha. Or maybe you should make Shachyanu first, again, the first night. Why? Because Shachyanu is more frequent. It's Tadir and Tadir, Shachyanu, Tadir, Tadir, Koder. So the Gemara is Machlokas. What do you do first? The Gemara concludes, Hilchasa, Sukkah, V'yachar Kach, Zman. They make Leishei B'Sukkah first. Now, the Mordechai, the other Rishonim, quote the conclusion of this Gemara, that you make Leishei B'Sukkah before Shachyanu, but for a different reason. Because we make Shachyanu the first night Sukkah, so it's counting for two things. We're killing two birds with one stone. First, it counts for the Shachyanu for the Yontiv, and it's also Shachyanu for the Sukkah. Therefore, it makes sense to make Shachyanu at the end, because Kiddush counts for the Yontiv, and the Leishei B'Sukkah counts for the Sukkah, and therefore Shachyanu, because at the end, goes back on both. Oh, and that's on the Mechaber Paskins. The first night, everyone holds you make Leishei B'Sukkah, and then Shachyanu. The question is, what do you do the second night? Do you switch the order or not? So the Rosh says, this should depend on the... This should be the same issue as whether you make Shachyanu on the second day by Lulav. According to the Mishnah, we say you do make Shachyanu the second day by Lulav. Why? Because if the first day wasn't really Yontif, so then you were not Yotzei Shachyanu, because it's not the Shas Asiyah, and it's not the time of the mitzvah, so the same thing should apply to Sukkah. If the first night wasn't really Yontif, so you were not Yotzei Shachyanu for Sukkah, because it wasn't the Shas Asiyah, and it wasn't the Yontif. Therefore, you make Shachyanu the second night of Sukkot, it's going back on both the Yontiv and on the Sukkah. Therefore, you should not switch the order, and you should make Shachyanu at the end, so it goes back both on the Yontiv and on the Sukkah. However, the Rosh says, we don't hold like that. We hold, you do not make Shachyanu second day by Lulav. Why? Because Shachyanu made the first day, will count for the second day, even if the first day wasn't Yontiv, it was no worse than Shas Asiyah. If that's the case, same thing should be by Sukkah. We make Shachyanu the first night of Sukkot, so Shachyanu should count for the Sukkah, even if it wasn't Yontiv, because it's no worse than Shas Asiyah. If that's the case, we make Shachyanu the second night, Shachyanu is only going on the Yontiv, not in the Sukkah. Therefore, you should switch the order, because Shachyanu is only going back on the Yontiv, so you made Leishei B'Sukkah first, Leishei B'Sukkah will be a hefsek between the Kiddush and the Shachyanu. Therefore, you make Shachyanu and then Leishei B'Sukkah. However, the Rosh quotes the Rav Yah, says that even though we hold, you do not make Shachyanu the second day by Lulav, in a parallel case by Sukkah, he says you do not switch the order. And Leishei B'Sukkah is not considered hefsek between the Kiddush and the Shachyanu. And how do you know that? So the Rai is from this year. This year, the second half of Sukkot was Matzei Shabbos. So besides Kiddush, you also make Havdalah, Yak Nahaz. Now what's the order? You make Kiddush, then Havdalah, and then Shachyanu at the end. And Shachyanu is certainly not going back on the Havdalah, and yet you make Havdalah before Shachyanu. And it's not considered a hefsek between the Kiddush and the Shachyanu. So Rav Yoh says the same thing should be by Leishei B'Sukkah. Even though the second night, the Shachyanu, is not going back on the Sukkah, still Leishei B'Sukkah is not considered a hefsek, and therefore you should not switch the order, and you make Leishei B'Sukkah and then Shachyanu. In fact, a lot of the paskin like the Rav Yoh, the Bach says, even though we do not make Shachyanu second day by Lulav, you still not switch the order the second night. That's how the Gra, the Vilna Gaon also holds, you do not switch the order the second night. And they bring right from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, when Yontif falls on Motzei Shabbos, so what's the order of the brachas? So the Yerushalmi says, you make Hagofen, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, Leishei B'Sukkah, Shachyanu. So you see from the Yerushalmi, clearly, they make Leishei B'Sukkah before the Shachyanu. Maybe you'll tell me that Gemara is referring to the first night, where everyone holds you make Leishei B'Sukkah before Shachyanu. But it can't be talking about the first night, because the first night Sukkahs can never be on Motzei Shabbos. So it has to be talking about the second night. And if the Rishami says B'Sheirish, you make Leishei B'Sukkah before Shachyanu. So you do not switch the order. However, the Mechaber and the Ramah both passing like the Rosh, that we do switch the order the second night, and you make Shachyanu before Leishei B'Sukkah. So it turns out the Machlokas in the Poskim, do you switch the order the second night of Sukkahs or not? But the whole issue revolves around this Gemara, about making the Bracha B'Shas Asiyah, which again, we don't hold like Halacha L'Maisa, but another Nafkamina in this case here. One final Nafkamina of this Gemara, but the Shas Asiyah, This was also halacha ma'aseh this year. Halacha is mitzdar is potter from the sukkah. So if it's raining, you don't eat it in the sukkah. However, the Ramah says if it's raining on the first night, so you have to eat a kezayis in the sukkah, even if it's raining. And now why is that? So Mishabur explains. Because there's a gzera shava between sukkahs and Pesach. Just like after the first night of Pesach, you have to eat kezayis matzah no matter what. So the first night of sukkahs, you have to eat kezayis in the sukkah no matter what. However, the Mishabur quotes that there are other shitas would say that no, that if it's raining, you do not eat in the sukkah, even if it's the first night. So Ramah says, we're machmer like both shitas. We eat in the sukkah the first night, the kezayis, to be choshes for the shita to say he's supposed to eat in the sukkah even if it's raining. But we do not make a leishah of a sukkah to be choshes for the shita to say he's not supposed to eat in the sukkah if it's raining. Now, so let's say it's raining the first night, so what should you do? So Truman Sedeshin says what you should do is you should make kiddush and eat in the house. At the end of the meal, you go eat the kezayis in the sukkah. If it stops raining, so great. If it's still raining, eat the kezayis in the sukkah. To be choshish for the shita to say he's supposed to eat in the sukkah, even if it's raining. But we don't do that. If it's raining the first night, we make kiddush, eat the kezayis in the sukkah, and then you go into the house. So why is that? So the Truman Sedeshin explains, because if you make kiddush in the house, so you make kiddush with shachiyanu. So shachiyanu is only going back on the yontif. Then at the end of the meal, when you go into the sukkah and eat the kezayis in the sukkah, you have a shayla now, do you have to make another shachiyanu for the sukkah? So not to get involved in the shayla of the bracha of the shachiyanu, so you make kiddush in the sukkah with the shachiyanu. So shachiyanu goes back on both on the yontif and on the sukkah. You eat the kezayis in the sukkah, and then you go back into the house and finish the meal. So it turns out, making kiddush in the sukkah the first night if it's raining, it's not a din really hilcha sukkah. As far as hilcha sukkah is concerned, you could have eaten in the house and eat the kezayis sukkah at the end of the meal. But it's really because of the shayla of the shachiyanu. That's why you're making kiddush in the sukkah. Now, what do you do if it's raining on the second night? So Truman Sedeshin says, second night you switch the order. You make kiddush with the shachiyanu and eat the meal in the house. At the end of the meal, you eat the kezayis in the sukkah. Why? Because the second night, the shachiyanu is only going back on the yontif. It's not going back on the sukkah, because you would always see the sukkah the first night, even if it wasn't yontif, because no worse than the shas asiyah. So therefore, since the second night, the shachiyanu is only going back on the yontif, so that for the yontif, you can make shachiyanu in the house. So if you make kiddush and eat the meal in the house, at the end of the meal you go back into the sukkah and you eat the kezayis v'choshes for the shita that you're supposed to eat in the sukkah, even if it's raining. So it comes out, we have this gemara, by making the shechiyanu b'shas asiyah by lulav and sukkah before yontiv, even though halakha ma'aseh we don't hold like the gemara, but we quote a four nafkaminas which come out from that gemara. First, do you make shechiyanu on the second day by lulav? We hold that you don't. Do you need a pre-chadash, a new fruit, the second night of sukkahs, like you need the second night of Rosh Hashanah? Do you switch the order of the brachas of kiddush second night sukkah between the leishah b'sukkah and the shachiyanu? We said it's a machlokas on poskim. And if it's raining, the difference between the first night and the second night is the first night you make kiddush and eat in the sukkah and then go back into the house, and the second night you make kiddush and eat in the house. At the end of the meal, you go back into the sukkah. Okay, so let's just review without everything we have. First, we start with Tosfos, who says that you make shachinah mitzvahs which have simcha. The Rambam, which says you make shachinah mitzvahs which come zman lazman. You have the Baal HaMor by Sfiras Omer. There's no shachinah by Sfiras Omer. He quotes two reasons. Either because Sfiras Omer is not a happy mitzvah, or because it's only a zeich l'mikdash. We have the explanation of the Brisker Rav, two explanations. What does it mean that a mitzvah is zeich l'mikdash? We discussed the shachinah by Pidyon HaBen, and the Machlokas Tosfos and the Rambam, shachinah by Ebris Mila, the Tzara Lianuka. Discuss whether there's a shachinah by Bedikas Chometz, and we said it's not because it's not a happy mitzvah because it's causing you a loss. We discuss the issue of shachinah on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a kedusha achas, Yom HaRichta, and Machlok is whether you make shachinah on the second day by Kiddush and by Shofar. And the Rosh quotes the Marami Ruttenberg, who says that even though we make shachinah, you should have a pre-chadash, a new fruit, just be choshesh, there shouldn't be a bracha v'atala. And Shlomo Zalman Aruch explains why it's not considered a hefsik. And we quoted the Gemara by Lulav and Sukkah. And the Gemara says, Mikratin, you can make Shachyanu b'shas asiyah before Yontif. The Rosh says, we don't hold like that. We don't make Shachyanu b'shas asiyah. We make Shachyanu on Yontif at the time of the mitzvah. But we quoted four nafkaminas, Lach L'maisa, which come out from that Gemara. Number one, do you make Shachyanu on the second day by Lulav? We hold that you don't. Number two, do you need a new fruit the second night of Sukkah, just like you need the second night of Rosh Hashanah, to be choshev for the Shita of Tosfos? Number three, do you switch the order? A kiddush the second night of sukkahs between the leishah of sukkah and the shachiyanu. That's machlokas poskim. And number four, if it's raining, the difference between the first night and the second night. On the first night, you make kiddush with shachiyanu and kezayis in the sukkah, and then you go into the house. And the second night, you make kiddush with shachiyanu and eat the meal in the house. At the end of the meal, you go back to sukkah and eat kezayis in the sukkah. We should always zochah to have the proper kavanah. We make our shechayanu and a good yontiv.